Okay, hands up. Who likes party food? Who likes party food? That might not be everybody here. Hands up if you like party food. That's great. What other things make a good party? Hands up. What other things make a good party, Martha? Balloons make a good party. I heard David Phillips at the back. Was that going to be helpful for us, David?
A nice glass of
wine. A nice glass of wine. I probably agree with that, David. There's nothing wrong with a nice glass of wine. Cole?
Friends
make a good party. Abigail? Face painting. Yes, that might go with the red wine, David. Who knows? John Waite?
Music.
Music. And we'll do Jesse and... Jesse, what makes a good party? Cake. Cake. Love a bit of cake. Josiah Bethany? No. Food fight with our cake. That might make a good party for some. Perhaps not, but I think I might stick with the red wine. I love party food and I love party drink. Parties are great. And the problem with parties is that they always end. Wouldn't it be great to go to a party that goes on forever? Do you know what? The Bible tells us there's going to be a real party that goes on forever, a forever party. And it tells us that all of Jesus' friends will be there. Jesus loves parties. And the true story from the Bible we're looking at today shows us just how much Jesus loves parties. It tells us about a wedding party Jesus went to and what he did there. It is a massive party. There are loads of guests, there's loads of food, there's loads of drink. Jesus is invited to a wedding, but verse 3, the wine runs out. And at this party, the wine is very important. It's like the birthday cake at a birthday party. Of all the things to eat and drink, this is the most important thing. And the wine runs out, which isn't a good thing. Imagine being at a birthday party and the birthday cake runs out. Some people have had a little bit, but lots of people haven't had any. And some people didn't even get to see it. This is not a good thing. And it wasn't good at the party Jesus was at. It was embarrassing. The person organising the party has really blown it. A massive party with loads of guests. And there's no wine. So Jesus steps in and he turns 6 big jars of water into wine. Verse 6, sitting in the house are 6 stone jars. Can we go to the next slide? My ineptitude with the clicker is probably permanent, Stuart. Thank you so much for helping me out there. Each of these jars could hold 130 litres. Now, I've got some bottles here. Each of these bottles holds half a litre. So each of these bottles holds half a litre. So if you're good at maths, that's 260 of these in each jar. That wasn't the difficult maths bit. The difficult maths bit is the fact that there were 6 jars. So that's 1,560 of these bottles. When Jesus sees the 6 jars, he tells the servants, verse 7, to fill them with water. So the servants fill them to the top. Then Jesus tells the servants to pour what's in the jars and take it to the party host. What? Jesus, are you bonkers? They must have thought. Why do that? But they listen to Jesus and they do what he says. And soon they discover that Jesus had done something amazing. Verses 8 to 9. Here's our next slide. Thank you, Stuart. Turning the water into wine. And not just any wine, verse 10, the finest wine, the best wine there is. Hands up, not David. What sort of drinks do people like? Only because we know what David likes. Hands up, what sort of drinks do people like? Martha, water. Josiah, milk. Anything else people like? I like ginger beer. That's my thing. That's the thing I really love. Trish, Schlur. Christian wine, we used to call Schlur. Christian wine. Mike. Beer. Bit of beer. That's good stuff. Chris.
Unexpensive champagne.
Chris has got high taste, haven't you? Beth at the back. Lemonade. Lots of different drinks. I've got 3 bottles of water here. And I'm going to try turning one of them into blackcurrant juice. Jane, I could probably do with a taster for this. So let me have a go at trying some. The first thing we need is to call it the right thing. So I've got my label here. We're going to call the first one blackcurrant. So let me write this on the label, blackcurrant. So we're turning our bottle into blackcurrant. Let me put that on there. It doesn't quite look like, what colour is blackcurrant, Jane?
Is it black?
Is it, well, no, it's not blackcurrant. You might think that. That wouldn't be helping me out.
It's like purple, isn't it?
It's purple and red. That's good, because I haven't got any black food colouring, but I have got red food colouring. So blackcurrant is actually red. Brilliantly. So we're going to do this. We've now says blackcurrant on the bottle. Let me put that in there. Bit of red in there. Let me give it a really good shake. Let me put the lid on before we give it. Let me use some magic words like abracadabra, tap the top a bit. Brilliant, brilliant. Right, Jane, over to you. You come here, over to you. Right. Give it a taste, Look at it, looks like blackcurrant, it says blackcurrant.
Yeah,
give it a go.
Okay.
No, it's just
water with like a bit of red food colour.
Sorry.
Reject.
Right, okay, we're going to do it one more time. What about lime juice? What colour would lime juice be?
Pale green.
I'm glad you said that because we've got some green food. So, let's, here we go. We'll get our pen again and we're going to write lime on this one. Lime. L-I-M-E. That's helpful. We can spell. We had lime on that one. It looks like limeade now. The bottle looks like limeade. Let me get some green. Well, because the bottle's a little bit green. Some great little...
No, if the inside still looks like...
What about the inside now? Look at this. That.
Shake
up, let's do some stuff, abracadabra and all of that stuff. Jane, lime juice, here we go. We're on it now. We are on it. Proper drink, get it down, look at that. Big mouthful, what?
That's just water.
Oh, rubbish.
Green food colouring, sorry Ben.
All right, one more go. It's going to be a long service otherwise. Just one more go. What about lemonade? Let's try lemonade. That's lemon. We can do lemonade. So, what colour is lemonade? Abigail? White or clear, see-through. Okay, so lemonade. Let me do lemonade here. And then we'll put that, so it looks like lemonade. We don't need any food colouring. All the magic words, abracadabra, all of that. Why don't you come here, Jane, and open it. Abracadabra, go, go, go.
Oh! Ridiculous.
Oh, I got the fizz in it.
Oh, let's have a taste.
Let's have a taste. What's it?
That's not
rubbish. It's just got one. Okay. Well, why don't you sit down there? I think we might call it a day there. I can't do it. It just didn't work. But Jesus did it. Jesus turns water into wine, and not a bit of water, but a lot of water. It wasn't a magic trick, but it was a miracle, a real miracle. Something extraordinary, something real that could normally never happen, but Jesus does it. It's a miracle. As John writes about Jesus' wedding party miracle, which he calls a sign, something that points to who Jesus is, turning water into wine, John tells us in verse 11, this is the first miracle or sign Jesus does to show who he is. And that's it, really. I can't do a miracle. I can't turn water into blackcurrant or lime or lemonade or wine because I'm just me. But Jesus does the miracle to show who he is. Jesus doesn't do this miracle just to help out at the wedding party. Jesus does it as a sign to show who he is. Jesus isn't like me. Jesus isn't like you. Jesus is no ordinary person. John says, verse 11, Jesus showed them his glory. Jesus is God. Do we think Jesus is dull and boring? Do we think that being a Christian, trusting Jesus, is dull and boring? Jesus isn't dull and boring. Jesus loves parties. Jesus provided the best wine for the wedding. He made it a great party. And if Jesus makes someone else's party great by being there, imagine what his own party, his forever party, will be like. It will be the greatest party ever. The Bible tells us about Jesus' forever party. In the Bible, God says one day he's going to have a party, an amazing party. He'll turn this world into one big party. Because let's face it, the world is a bit rubbish now. There's lots of things wrong with it, like earthquakes and accidents, people hurting each other, people getting ill, coronavirus. Some people don't have enough to eat or drink and others have nowhere to live. One day Jesus will fix all the problems in the world and will remake it into a perfect world. So at this party, everyone will be happy. Nobody will be sad or upset. There will be singing. There will be dancing. There will be a place. It will be a place where the food and drink never run out. Nobody will be hungry or thirsty again because the party will go on forever. Nobody will ever have to leave the party. Don't we know it's sad? We're in the middle of a good party and we have to go home. No one will ever have to leave the party because it's a forever party. How amazing is that? And Jesus can do that because he is God. The party isn't happening yet. But one day when Jesus returns to earth, he will turn this world into a perfect party, a perfect world. The party will be here. It will be the greatest party ever that will go on forever. We've got a heading, I think. Jesus is having a forever party. When Jesus comes back to earth, wouldn't it be great to be at his forever party? Do you know the Bible tells us we're all invited? When Jesus came to earth 2,000 years ago, he came to invite us to that party. And in case we think Jesus is dull or boring, or that following him is dull or boring, Jesus turned water into wine at the wedding to show us he loves parties, that he can make the best forever party happen, and that his forever party will be the best. The people at the wedding party wanted wine to drink, and Jesus saved them going thirsty. Jesus helped them with what they needed. It was a miracle. The Bible tells us that Jesus can help us with the most important thing we need. The Bible tells Jesus can save us not from being thirsty, but from our sin, for wanting to live as gods of our lives instead of God. And God's angry about that, so we need saving. Jesus had to do more than turn water into wine to fix that problem for us. That's our next slide. When Jesus died on the cross, he helped us with what we need most. Not to be saved from our thirst, but to be saved from our sin. For all who will trust in Jesus. The great news is that Jesus invites everyone to his forever party. Stuart, that's our next heading. Jesus invites us to his forever party. And all we have to do is trust in him and his death on the cross in our place. That's our final slide, Stuart. Thank you. Trust in Jesus today and every day. Jesus is having a forever party. He invites us to his forever party. Trust in Jesus today and every day, even when we get so much wrong. And don't be sad. Because if we trust in Jesus, we are going to that party. He's promised it. And the cross proves it for certain. Why don't we finish with a prayer? Father God, thank you for Jesus' invitation to his forever party, the greatest party ever. We pray each of us might be so excited by it that we want to come. And that we would trust in Jesus to get us there. And please encourage our hearts on those days we feel we've messed up our invitation, knowing that Jesus' invitation will never be taken away because he's already done all we need to come to that party if we trust in him. And in his name we pray now. Amen.